Good evening. Did not mean to scare anyone with that one. It was a little louder than I expected. But welcome to our April meeting of the Board of Directors for Eastern Lancaster County School District. To begin, we have our moment of silence and pledge led by Mr. McCarroll. Again, welcome to our Board of Directors meeting. I would just like to make mention that Dr. Larkin is joining us remotely, as is Board Member or Vice President Conroy. To begin this evening, we actually have a presentation by our friends from Brecknock Elementary, so I'll turn it over to them. Just kidding. I like to joke and keep you all on your toes. We need to approve the agenda for this evening before we actually do the agenda. So can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move we accept the agenda.
Second.
Any discussions or modifications? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved this time. And now I will, for the second time this evening, turn it over to our friends from Brecknock.
We have a short little video as the students are getting their projects. Could you guys want to flip back here and go to Mrs. Kohler really quick? We had an opportunity to have a STEM week in late March over at Brecknock Elementary School, and it included a number of different things. So we just want to take a moment tonight and just talk about some of those things that were featured there. One was the mobile planetarium from IU 13. And in just a moment when that plays, you'll see the mobile planetarium. All the students inside the building, every single class had a chance to go inside the mobile planetarium and see a variety of different presentations, and that was really well received as well. So here is a fifth grade class that you can see in here with the mobile planetarium. How do you have a chance to see some of the equipment that was inside there and all the different projection tubes that they had, and the students very much enjoyed that. We did this a number of years ago, so it was nice to bring this back for our students. The other thing we have is the mobile ag lab. We had three different presentations. One is from pod to candy bar, where students learned about where candy comes from all the different sources and all the different agricultural pieces that have to come together from around the world. The other thing they learned about was hydroponics. So the presentation was no soil, now what do we do? Another one was Old McDonald's Farm. And they learned about all the different parts of a farm and everything that goes into agriculture and having a farm and why do we have them, so on and so forth. And then the week capped off with our STEM fair. So we brought three students here today to present just a little bit about what they talked about at the STEM fair.
Okay, I have fifth grader Bethany Duty. Bethany is going to share with us about her project that she completed for our STEM fair. Can you tell us a little bit about what your project was about?
I did a project on the best and worst paper towel brand, and I found that Bounty is the best, and how I tested it is I took a cup and I put paper towel over it, and then I made it wet, and then I stacked the quarters on top, and I found that Bounty had 197 quarters until it ripped, and that was the most out of all the brands I tested.
I also have second grader Amelia Laird here tonight, and she had a project about sugar in our drinks. So Amelia, can you tell us a little bit about which drink has the most sugar?
Which drink that has the most sugar is the cola.
What's healthiest for us?
Probably the water.
And what did you have to do to figure that out?
I had to look at the nutrition labels.
Okay, so you had to look at the nutrition labels. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. All right, and I also have third grader Reagan Heckler over here, and she did her project on sound and sound waves. So, Reagan, go ahead and give us a little overview of your project.
So, I studied sound and how it travels and how it's formed. We researched a bit, and I found out that sound travels by vibrations, and that vibrations travel through the mediums. And then we did a bit more research in how we hear and how we speak and sing.
Did you have something you wanted to show?
I'm sure.
So what do you have there, sweetheart?
So I'm showing how vibrations travel through the particles and the mediums.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
That's interesting. All right, that's our presentation. We had around 35 students that came out that evening. All the students got an award. All the students had a rubric that we went through to give them a little bit of feedback. So they weren't ranked first, second, and third place. We just gave them feedback on the work that they completed. So thank you for listening.
Any questions from the board members? A little disappointed about that. I mean, we all know it, but, you know, as a Coca-Cola drinker, I was a little disappointed to see, but kind of expected it, I guess. Mike, you have any comments?
Sure. So as we've seen at the other presentations that our students have delivered over the last several months, this is really interesting stuff, and it brings what could otherwise be stale information from a website or from a textbook to life through what our students are interested in and how they're going to continue learning. Connecting it to other things, just this past weekend, I had an opportunity when I took one of my daughters to a college visit. It happened to be a day that there was a STEM fair for the mechanical engineering group at the university. And many of the same projects that I saw there, I could without question imagine our students participating in and being able to do something just as wonderful. So thank you to Mr. Mull and Mrs. Culler, and thank you very much, students and parents, for bringing your ideas here and helping us to see what kind of things you're learning in the classroom. So thank you.
So let's give the presenters another round of applause. And you guys are welcome to stay. What is promises to be an on-your-edge meeting, but you're also welcome to go as well if you choose. Next on the agenda, we have our Student of the Month presentation, Dr. Stanger.
Thank you, President Dahl. That is a tough act to follow, as always, but it is my pleasure to introduce our March Students of the Month. The trait of the month was that of positive attitude. We're fortunate to have two of our Students of the Month here with us this evening, so I'll introduce them, and then I'll also introduce the two that couldn't make it. But first and foremost, I'd like to introduce Myra Baer. Myra, if you don't mind standing up and going over to Dr. Snepkowski. Myra is our Junior Student of the Month. She is the daughter of Regina and Dennis Baer of New Holland. She has taken several AP courses and honors courses, has maintained honor status since her middle school time, and is a member of our tennis, wrestling, and lacrosse team. So, ladies and gentlemen, Myra Baer. Our Senior Student of the Month is Chloe Grady. Chloe, if you don't mind going over to Dr. Snepkowski. She obviously came from a track and field event tonight. She's our Senior Student of the Month, and she is the daughter of Jennifer and Joseph Grady of East Earl. Chloe participates in our dual enrollment program and has maintained honors status since middle school. She is a member of our volleyball team and track and field team. Ladies and gentlemen, Chloe Grady. And Chloe, correct me if I'm wrong, your 400-meter relay?
Four by one
school record, too, which I saw a post the other day on Instagram. Our freshman student of the month is Camden Smith. She could not be here tonight. Camden is the daughter of Jeffrey and Tina Smith of East Earl. She's enrolled in several honors courses and received honor roll status since the first semester. Emily Joden is our sophomore student of the month. Emily is the daughter of Shana Joden of East Earl. Emily is an honor roll student and is participating in our blended program where half of her school day is here and half is online. Thank you so much.
Dr. Snepkowski, do you want to say a couple words?
So as usual, Dr. Stanger always brings forth some wonderful representatives of what we're trying to teach in our classrooms and also represent for our community. I want to thank parents who are here tonight because obviously it's your guidance and your role modeling that are certainly helping your children and then by extension our entire community be a better place. So thank you to all and congratulations.
Thank you. Next up on the agenda, we set aside time in our agenda to hear from citizens of the district. However, this evening we don't have any, so we'll pass that on until the next meeting. Next up is the consent agenda for this evening. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
So motion by Paul and a second by Mr. Buck. Is there any discussion? Do we have any potential employees that are here this evening? Several? Are you going to introduce them, or is that Keith?
It'll actually be people who they're here with, but yeah, once they're approved, we're more than happy
to. So we'll do it after we approve it?
Yeah.
Okay. We usually do it before we
do approve. Do we do it before?
Yes, we do.
Okay, then we'll do this now. So,
okay, so my interview that something comes up askew, you know.
Hopefully they don't turn and run, exactly. let's see. I'm going to look around the room. Who will I have start? Diane D'Souza, would you like to get us started here?
Hello. I would like to introduce Emily Angelo. She's joining us as a special education teacher in the district. She's actually been student teaching with us at New Holland Elementary School, and we've been fortunate to have her for more than just her student teaching time because she's part of the professional development school that partners with us through Millersville University, and so she's actually been with us since her junior year. And I did warn her that she might get a question.
Well, it's fairly easy, you know. Where'd you go to high school? What activities were you involved in? And what college did you attend?
I went to Twin Valley High School, so not too far away. I was in Minithon Student Council at FFA. I was a student advisor at FFA. And then I go to Millersville University.
Okay, thank you.
We're doing good tonight.
Anyone else? Okay, and now I'd like to introduce our principal at New Holland Elementary, Mrs. Martin.
All right, I have three friends with me tonight. First one is Emily Glass, and Emily Glass is joining our kindergarten team here at New Holland. And Emily has actually been with us since January as a long-term sub, and she's been doing such a fabulous job that we're super excited to keep her for the beyond. So, Emily, I'll give you the mic.
Yes, thank you.
And I imagine you heard where'd you go to high school activities and where did you attend college?
So, Emily and I actually graduated together at Twin Valley. We were in a lot of the things as we share our name and we share a lot of things in common. So, we're really excited to be. It's just fitting that we are approved at the same board meeting at the school district. So, I was also involved in FFA as the president my senior year, as in Minithon, student council, and I played volleyball. And I just graduated in December at Bloomsburg University, and I kind of put myself on the fast track so I could graduate a little bit early because I was really excited to teach.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I also have Mackenzie Longridge, and Mackenzie is joining us as a new hire. She'll be graduating from Penn State in May, and she is going to be joining our kindergarten team as well.
I'm sure you know the routine by now.
I did, yes. Hi, I'm Mackenzie Longridge. I'm graduating from Penn State in May, so only a few weeks away. I graduated from Warwick High School. I was involved in Minithon, Interact Club, which is volunteer community service. At my time at Penn State, I've been in my sorority. I was heavily involved with my executive board and then transitioning through to the Panhellenic Executive Board. So lots of community service, philanthropic efforts. So it's been great, and I'm so excited to join your district. So thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
All right, and I have one final one. Eva, have you come up here? And I'm super excited about Eva's introduction. This is Eva Seckman. She's joining us as the assistant principal at New Holland Elementary. She'll be getting in July. Oh my gosh, no, I can't wait till January. July. She's coming from LS, and she actually is from this area where she went to school at LS. She's taught at LS. She was an administrator at LS. So we're excited to have her bring her information from LS to us to continue to help us grow. So here you go.
Hi, Eva Seckman. So as it was stated, I went to Lampier-Strasburg High School, and then I was called in as an emergency substitute in special education high school level, and so then I've been there ever since with fifth grade as well, and then now in my current role as an assistant principal at the high school. I went to Eastern University for my undergrad and University of Scranton for my graduate degree. At undergrad, I met my husband, Ryan, who's here with me tonight supporting. So I'm very thankful for this opportunity. I was very into the music and theater. That was my area. And so I still love the music and theater today and love supporting that as well as our athletics. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's the rest of my staff. Does anybody, Heather, do you have anybody? Okay.
Because we know Amy wants to stand. So I would like to introduce you to Amy Hall. Amy Hall is going to join us round about June 5th as an administrative assistant at Blue Ball. So currently, though, she is serving as a paraeducator at Blue Ball. So she knows the routine and the people and the kids, and it's going to be a super sweet fit. But Amy lives here in New Holland, has a son at the high school, and as soon as she's done here with us, she's going to wrap a blanket up and head on out to a lacrosse game. But I think she's going to wait patiently for a track and field event to end. But nonetheless, I want to hear you. So what, tell us about high school.
In the olden days.
We should ask. He might have different questions.
No, I won't change it up.
Good. We want to hear.
Maybe next time I'll add if you have any cats or dogs or anything like that.
So I went to Potts Grove High School. I was born and raised in Montgomery County. My husband and I resided in, we've moved around counties. We went to Berks County after going to Westchester University. And then we moved to Massachusetts for about 6.5 years. Over COVID, we moved back home. But we moved to East Earl, which is a place actually we really wanted to be in the beginning. We enrolled our eighth grader here. I have a 21-year-old down south who is doing what 21-year-olds do. I look forward to working at Blue Ball for another year, so that would be 3, which would be fabulous. My family has kind of thrust themselves into the school district. My husband's on the field as your volunteer lacrosse photographer, so any cool pictures you see, usually that's him. I have the JV goalie, and that's about it, and I have a dog.
Well, thank you to all of you for being good sports tonight.
So thank you. Ta-da.
Wow, what a group of introductions that was. So
all I'm saying is Dr. Larkin's rolling her eyes at us right now for the way
well, it's a good thing we can't see it, so that's probably a good thing. But in all seriousness, thank you all for choosing Elanco. I very much appreciate the way you've introduced yourselves, but the passion that I can see tonight, I'm sure, is going to be the passion that you're going to bring to your unique roles across the district. And I do want to thank our building administrators and also HR team. Normally, the hiring process is something that drags off much deeper into June and sometimes July, and you know things happen much later. I really want to commend our building administrators for getting on things early, and then for the support from our HR team to get people in front of you tonight to get them approved so that we can get as much stability as possible heading into next year. So thank you all and welcome.
Since we have the motion and the second, all in favor of approval of the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the consent agenda is approved. So again, welcome officially. Next up on our agenda, we have our report section, Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau, Mr. Ramsey.
We did not meet this past month. Our next meeting is September 13th.
All right. Lancaster Lebanon IU, Mr. Irvin.
The Lancaster Lebanon IU board met on April 12, 2023. Our first board action was approval of payment of invoices in the amount of $11.8 million. We approved 6 new or existing additions to existing business service contracts, 8 new or additions to existing early childhood and special education service contracts, 4 new technology and instructional service contracts. We had 17 employees resign, 34 new hires, 2 terminations and 3 retirements, 45 change of positions or salary, and granted 7 leave of absences. And I gave each of the administrators and the board members a copy of the report to the local board, and helping districts help students. If anyone has any questions, I will answer the questions now, or if I do not have the answer, get back to you with the answer.
Is there any questions for Mr. Irvin? Hearing none, the next 2 reports are done by Mr. Conroy, but I got a text from him that says he does not have a report. But Mr. Conroy, can you just confirm that you don't have a report this evening?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, concur.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you. This is a meeting to remember. Moving on to the student rep reports. Mr. Watt, you're up first.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Well, now that we're towards the end of April, I can finally say that we're in the home stretch. So we've almost made it. And with that, spring sports are in full swing. Track, baseball, softball, boys volleyball, tennis, and lacrosse, there's always activity here up in the high school. I highly suggest that everyone comes down and make it to at least one or two sporting events because they're really fun to watch. I see Dr. Simkowski out there every once in a while for the track meets, and we always appreciate his support. Last Thursday, Garden Spot had the Andes Mountain Band from Ecuador come to the high school. The band played their music, taught students how to play the pan flute. This is an extremely enriching experience for all who attended. Thank you for the Spartan Foundation and the Latin America Alliance for making this event possible. It was really cool after the event to see everyone walk around with pan flutes all making music throughout the halls. So it was really an awesome experience.
I never heard of that.
And with the end of the school year, students are going to be all tests to the max. PSSAs are coming to the middle school, so those tests will be on language arts, math, and science for the eighth graders. AP exams are also coming up for the high school students, and those are going to be in the first 2 weeks of May. Garden Spot High School has always been nationally recognized for all the AP courses that we offer. Also with our AP scores, we offer 11 courses this year, so that's a lot. And also Keystones are coming towards the end of May for algebra, English, and biology. This Tuesday is the job fair. We have over 60 different employment opportunities from all over the workforce, different from restaurants to blue-collar jobs. We also have post-secondary education options from anything from college to even a barber salon, so that's really awesome. Thank you for Mrs. Hackman and the entire guidance office for making this event happen. Dr. Sanger asked me to highlight that senior graduation speech tryouts are the 26th of this month. So if you're a senior, please try out. We have also started the application process looking for the new junior board rep because when Kendall graduates, I will move up to her position for the elementary and my slot will be open. So all, if you're a sophomore right now, please apply. And finally, probably the biggest event news or event that's coming up is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is GSPA's Rock of Ages. This production will be the biggest show since COVID, so it's going to be big. Everyone who has been working on this has been working really hard the past few months, and a lot of time and effort has been put into. I've seen pictures from the sets and costume, and it looks great. I really implore everyone to go out and support our students. That's all I have, so thank you for listening.
Thank you. Ms. Mouse.
Good evening, everybody. New Holland Elementary had their STEM fair this month. Mr. Sugar and nine other learners participated. Learners also had a chess tournament on the 4th and 5th. Ben Lee and Kyle Schertz were both board members that won all four of their games during the elementary tournament. Tian Nunn won all of his games during the middle school tournament. All of New Holland Elementary is also invited to read The Chocolate Touch by Patrick Catling. Families can participate at home with a trivia game to keep up with the book. Blue Ball will be having a Living Smart and Healthy Fair this Friday. The book fair also opened this week, and learners will have a chance to attend during the school day with their class. Lastly, this week, students will read Due Unto Otters and discuss what respect does and what respect does not look like. Thank you.
Awesome. Any questions for our student reps this evening? All right. Thank you.
Okay, and for my report, I will echo everything Thomas said. He pretty much took every one of the points that I was going to emphasize. So that is quite all right. You said it better than I would. But I do just want to thank all of our students as the year has been a long one heading into our exam season. I think it's safe to call it that because it's about a four-week process. I just want to thank every one of our learners and our teachers and our parents just for the continued support and emphasis on perseverance and just continuing to try to do your best day in and day out. We see it on our athletic fields. We see it. We're going to see it this weekend with our performance and our auditorium. It's just a very well-rounded group of learners who are here in the Elanco School District, and it's just a pleasure to be around them. So thank you.
All right. Any announcements for the board? The only one I have is there is a need for an executive session after this meeting to discuss a personnel matter. But hearing no other announcements, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. By Tom. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the meeting is adjourned.